1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Lee Help checking in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis, BKA Calvin, which won't, just don't call it people. Y'all know how I do it, goddamn me. I'll get straight to it. I'm all for Black Lives Matter. And you know what I'm saying? All that good shit. But let's think about it. In actuality, that's not us. Black people did not come up with the saying Black Lives Matter. If we did, there's no way we would be saying that. We're not begging y'all to appreciate our life. If we had a saying, our saying would be Black Power. No justice, no peace. Black Lives Matter is funded and founded by George Soros. George Soros is a white man. He's also a part of Planned Parenthood, which is abortions. He's for abortions. So it's like, and if you look up who's under his payroll, it'll connect all the dots on what's going on now with Ellen DeGeneres. And she's been investigated, you know, on trial trafficking, racism at the workplace, and all types of other shit. But the thing is, I'm all for Black Lives Matter. I'm all for it. But let's come up with something new, man. That's not us. Black people did not come up with the term Black Lives Matter. That's nothing that a black person would say. I mean, let's be honest. We'll be more on some Black Power shit. You know what I'm saying? And the shit just funded and founded by a white man. So I'm just honestly confused on the whole aspect. If Black Lives Matter, why isn't it founded and funded by a black person? Why is George Soros the owner, president, CEO, funder of the movement? And basketball needs to stop with all this bullshit with the Black Lives Matter on the court. They feel like that they can just patch it up and put a fucking stamp on the court, on the basketball court, and say, okay, we for y'all. We for black people. We fighting for y'all. No, y'all not. If y'all was fighting for us, them motherfuckers on the court would not be on the court. They'd be out there protesting. They'd be in the offices trying to pass laws. They'd be at the forefront of these problems. So I don't want to hear about no athletes saying that they fighting for Breonna Taylor. They fighting for all these social injustice, but they out there playing. You a robot. First of all, you stuck inside of the bubble. They call it the bubble for a reason. You're stuck inside of the bubble in a goddamn hotel room. And keep in mind, some NBA players don't have a window in their rooms. Think about that. Not having a window in your room and you a millionaire? But you talking about you fighting for social injustice? You a slave. You a robot. You can't fight for shit. But I'm all for, man, Black Lives Matter. But we also, man, we just need our own turn. We need our own shit, man. We need to actually demolish the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Because at this point, we begging these motherfuckers to really care for us and really love us. And at the end of the day, they don't. It's been racism since the beginning of time. It's going to be racism at the end of time. So what that means is all we need is our own everything. We need our own movement. Black Lives Matter is not our movement. That is not our fucking movement, man. And I just hope, man, we can all wake up and really come together as black people, as people, period. Because right now is a time where shit is going crazy, man. Shit is going nuts. No gyms are open. You know, and no bars are open. And keep in mind that the gym was a way for people to get out of their mental realm. That was a physical and a mentally building aspect in people's lives, and they took it away. I'm pissed off myself because I'm a gym goer. I love the gym. I feel like, goddamn me, Larry the Lobster. I'm shrinking. I'm losing fucking muscle. So it's like, man, we got to just come together as people, bro. But I love black lives. I'm all for black lives. But that saying is not us, bro. Stop faking that shit. That's not us. We need our own saying, goddamn me. We need our own fucking saying. Power to the people. Black power. Bleed help. Out.